Peace and joy to all our brothers and sisters here in the Queen's Church. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for his guidance throughout this week. We have completed another week of work or study. And then now we can enter into the Sabbath rest. Tonight, I'd like to share a topic from the book of Exodus, which is, who am I and who are you?
我们的主题是, 我是谁, 你是谁?
And in particular, we want to talk about Moses and how he served the Lord.
我们要特别针对摩西还有他对神的服事。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3, verse 11.
请看出埃及记三章十一节.
Exodus chapter
3. 出埃及记三章.
Verse 11.
十一节.
But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?"
十一节，摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”
Here we see that Moses asked God the question, "Who am I?"
这里摩西问神一个问题，就是我是谁，我是什么人？
What had happened was that he was already serving his father-in-law as a shepherd.
那在这个之前，他侍奉他的岳父耶托罗为一个牧羊人。
And he had been serving him for many, many decades.
他已经侍奉他的岳父有几十年。
But one day while he was tending the sheep, he saw a very unusual sight.
那有一天他就在牧羊当中，他看到一个不寻常的景象。
He saw that there was a bush that was burning, but it was not being consumed.
他看见有烧着的这个树草，可是他并没有烧尽。
So he told himself, "I'm going to go near this bush to see what it is."
所以摩西对自己说，我要到这个树草这边看到底是什么一回事。
And when he came near, God called out from the bush, saying, "Moses, Moses."
当摩西进了这个荆棘，神就说，摩西，摩西。
And he told him to take off his sandals, for it was holy land. And so God introduced himself to Moses.
后来神向自己介绍给摩西。
And then explained that he had seen the oppression and the affliction of his people.
也说出他看见以色列人的苦楚。
And then he told Moses that he's going to send him to Pharaoh, that he can bring God's people out of Egypt.
再过来，神告诉摩西，他会差遣摩西到法老的面前，使他领百姓出埃及。
So it was at this point that he asked God, "Well, who am I that I should do this?"
那到了这个地步，摩西就问神：“我是什么人能做这件事呢？”
Actually, there's different ways you can ask this type of question.
那我们问这个问题其实有很多方式。
Typically, when you think of this question, usually think of humility.
一般来说，问这个问题会有带有一点谦卑。
So it may seem that Moses was very humble here.
所以看来摩西是非常的谦和。
Well, who am I that I can bring God's people out of Egypt?
我是什么人，竟能将神的百姓领出来呢？
But actually, the more that we read and the more we study this, we see that actually Moses was asking this question out of self-pity.
那其实，我们如果继续读下去，我们会发觉摩西问这样，其实是因为他自觉的可怜。He
had no self-confidence at all at this point.
他在这个时候对自己完全没有自信。And
how did he get this way?
那他怎么变成这样的人？
We know that earlier, 40 years earlier, he killed an Egyptian trying to protect his own people.
我们知道40年前摩西为了护卫他的同胞杀了一位埃及人。
But then his own people rejected him.
可是后来他的同胞抛弃他。
Saying, "Who made you a judge over us?"
接受他说，谁立你做我们当中的掌管呢？
And so, the next day he also, yes, so That, they asked him this question the next day when Moses saw that two Hebrews were fighting.
那隔一天，当把摩西看到两个他同胞在吵架的在吵的时候，在打架的时候，他们就问摩西这个问题。
So Moses got really afraid and thought that this incident that he killing the Egyptian, well, now it was.A widespread news throughout the people.
摩西并惧怕起来，因为他以为这个信息已经传入人们的耳中了。
Right, because these were two different Hebrew people.
因为这两个希伯来人不是之前的希伯来人。
And so he knew that okay, this news has gotten out. I should probably flee for my life.
所以他想这个消息现在传出去，我应该逃命吧。
And so he fled to the wilderness of Midian.
所以他逃到米甸的旷野。
Now, originally, maybe this was supposed to be temporary.
那也许他这种打算是暂时性的。
Right, he was a fugitive. He was afraid that maybe the Egyptians would take and punish him.
他可能怕埃及的政府来找他来定他的罪。
But as time passed, eventually became something that was permanent.
可是时间一久，他留在米甸，后来成为所谓永久性的。
Right, and as time passed.He lost all of his self-confidence. Everything that he was ambitious for, he totally gave up.
那他长途下去，这样之前的野心他完全抛弃。
Right, and he became a shepherd for his father-in-law.
然后他为了他的岳父成为牧羊人。
He did something so routine, so plain, something that was despised by Egyptians.For so many years,
他每天出入就是做这种很平淡、很一般，当时埃及人轻视的一个工作。
And you could say that he gave up that old life in Egypt completely.
我们可以说他完全舍去了之前埃及的生命。
And this can clearly be seen in his family life too.
那我们看他的家世，我们也可以知道这件事。
Because let's read chapter 2.
我们请看第二章
，verse 21,
21节。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 21.
创世记二章二十一节
says that Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah his daughter to Moses.
二十一节，摩西甘心和那人同住，那人把他的女儿希波拉给摩西为妻。
Here, maybe it's not very clear, but actually, what happened was Moses kind of married in to.The family of Zipporah.
这里没有说得很清楚，可是我们可以说摩西好像嫁给希波拉他家 家去。
Because he started to live with Jethro, his father-in-law.
因为他是与他的岳父叶特罗一起住。
You can see later on when he was going back to Egypt, he even had to ask permission from his father-in-law to go back.
之后他决定要回到埃及从事神的工作的时候，他甚至要问他的父亲叶特罗的准许。
Right, this is recorded in chapter 4, verse 18.
这是记载在四章十八节。
Right, and I mean, typically if you married a daughter, you married your wife,You don't need to ask your father-in-law for permission for these type of things.
一般我们说男人娶太太，这个男人就不用向他的岳父问准不准做这个做那个。
But you can see because of his situation, he had given up that old lifestyle. He now is ready to give himself up. He's okay. I'll be this almost not even a man living in this other man's house.
所以我们可以说摩西。真的抛弃了他之前的生活和生活方式，他甚至连大男人都不是，他是住在他的岳父的家，问岳父可不可以这样做。
And it's even more clear later on when he goes into Egypt and the Lord wanted to kill him.
那之后，摩西回到埃及，神要取他的命的时候。
Because what happened? His sons were not circumcised.
他的儿子并没有受割礼。
Why was it that his sons were not circumcised?
那为什么摩西自己的儿子没有受割礼呢？
Again, it's related to his family situation.
那这个原因跟他的家世有关。
Because he married into the family.
原因是因为他，我们可以说他嫁给耶特罗的家。
And then his sons were not really his.
然后他的儿子并不是自己的。
Right, so later on, Zipporah actually circumcised them and they could go into...The land of Egypt peacefully.
那之后，在希伯来给他的儿子新的割礼之后，摩西就可以平安的回到埃及。
So when you just think about this type of life, marriage situation, you can see he was a completely different person when he left Egypt.
所以我们想到摩西的婚姻和摩西的家世，我们就清楚了解他跟以前 在埃及的摩西完全不一样。
From all these indications, we see that he already gave up on a hope to return to Egypt.
因此我们也可以说按着这些暗示他已经投降所有回到埃及的盼望。
And by the time he was 80 years old, he had completely no self-confidence at all.
在他80岁的时候就完全没有自信。
And then was full of self-pity.
然后自己以为可怜。
有自卑感, right? And so there's a difference between self-pity and humility.
那自卑跟谦卑不一样。
On the surface, it seems very similar.
表面上它好像很相似。
Right? Because you put yourself very lowly, low and humble and meek.
因为好像两个都是把自己压低。
But actually, self-pity is a type of pride.
可是自卑感可以说是一种骄傲。
Right? Because even though it doesn't seem like it, the truth is that your entire focus is on yourself, on your pitiful situation, on your circumstances, on your weaknesses.
因为虽然我们一看并不会知道，可是自卑是以自我中心。
Right, so when God called him, he asked the question, "Who am I?"
所以在神呼召摩西的时候，摩西就问神：“我是什么人？”
This wasn't a question of humility, this was a question out of self-pity.
那我是什么人,不是表示谦卑,是表示自卑。
Right? So the more that God was talking to him, the more clearly this is seen.
所以神越是跟摩西对话,我们越能够看出这个事实。
Right? Because you can see, God already had called him in such a miraculous way. You are going to be my servant, my messenger to save my people out of Egypt.
神已经以奇妙的神迹来向摩西显现，对摩西说：“我就是要将这个责任托付于你。”
But he did not place his focus on the glory of God. Rather, he just kept focusing on himself.
但是摩西没有把重点挪到神的荣耀上去，而是还是专注自己。
Right, so he kept on questioning God.
所以他继续的反问神。
God kept talking about himself, what his nature is, what his essence is, but Moses kept focusing on himself.
神告诉摩西他的本质是什么，他的性情是怎样的，可是摩西还是专注自己。
Right, let's read chapter 4, verse 1.
请看第四章第一节。
Exodus chapter 4, verse 1.
出埃及记4章1节。
Says, then Moses answered and said, but suppose that they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you.
第一节摩西回答说，他们必不信我，也不听我，必说主并没有向你显现。Right
here, this question you can say is fairly legitimate.
那我们可以说这样问其实也是蛮公平的。Because
actually, 40 years earlier, that's exactly what happened to him.
因为40年前摩西就是遇到这种情况。
Right? The people rejected him.
是他的同胞拒绝了他。
And that left a very deep trauma in his heart.
那当然摩西就有因此所产生的创伤。
Right? And so he didn't want to face a similar situation.
所以他不想来回顾往前的痕迹。
Right, so God was very patient with him.
那神当然对他非常有,
right, even though he kept focusing on his rejection.
虽然摩西还是拒绝，还是专注自己。
Right, God patiently showed him great miracles that he could perform.
神很有耐心地向摩西告诉摩西他能行的神迹。
Right, if he cast the rod on the ground, it would become a snake. Pick it up, it will become a rod again.
神叫摩西把杖落在地上，这个杖就变成蛇。如果把蛇举起来，它会变成杖。
If he put his hand in his bosom, take it out and become leprous.
如果把自己的手放在自己的胸膛，一看就变成有大麻风。
Put it back, it will be healed completely.
如果再放回去，就完全的复愈。
And then even another promise that if you pour out water on the ground, it become blood.
神也应许摩西，你如果把水洒在地上，它会变成血。
So you can see, God was patiently trying to remind him, well, these are the things that you can do because I am with you.
所以神慢慢的很有耐心的向摩西提示，你能够做这些事，表示我与你同在。
But even after this, Moses just kept on focusing on his inadequacies.
可是甚至在这些神迹之后，摩西还是专注在自己的不足。
Let's read verse 13.
请看13节。
Exodus chapter 4, verse 13.
出埃及记4章13节。
But he said, "Oh my Lord, please send by the hand." Oh, I'm sorry. Let's read verse 10 first. Yeah.
先请看第十节。
Verse 10. Then Moses said to the Lord, Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.
第四节，摩西对主说：“主啊，我素日不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样。我本是拙口笨舌的。”
Right. So very clearly, despite all that God has done and said and showed him so far, he still was just focusing on what he could not do.
所以，即使神怎么样的劝他来给他显神迹，怎样跟他。对话，摩西还是专注在自己的不能。
And so in verse 13, he even hints to God, Oh, please send someone else. Right? Oh, my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send.
那在十三节，摩西甚至向神提议说，你如果能打发谁，就打发谁吧。
So God actually started to become angry.
那现在神就发起怒来。
Verse 14.
十四节。
So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said,Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? We can stop here.
十四节啊，主向摩西发怒说，不是有你哥哥利未人亚伦吗？
Right. So, the Lord began to get angry at Moses, and then said, "Okay, fine." He foreknew that Aaron his brother was coming to see him.
因此，神这样向摩西动怒，神也知道亚伦会来找摩西。
Right.And then he said he decided, okay, you guys can work together.
所以他就告诉摩西，好，那么你们两个同工就是了。
Right. So you can see when Moses asked this question, "Who am I?" the focus was all on himself.
当摩西问我是什么人，其实焦点还是自己。
It appears to be very humble.
那表面上好像很谦卑。
But actually, really, he had no confidence. He was just focusing on what.How weak he was.
可是问题是，他完全没有自信，他只看到自己的不能不足。
Let's keep a bookmark here. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们把书签留在这边，我们请看罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
罗马书十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
罗马书十二章第三节。
For I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
罗马书十二章第三节，我凭这所事我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
Right, at first, when we read this verse, we might think, well, what does this have to do with self-pity?
我们读这一节可能会想，这个好像跟自卑没有什么关系。
Right? But actually, self-pity is exactly this.
可是其实自卑的定义就是这个。
We're looking upon ourselves and our own importance more than we ought to.
我们看自己和自己的重要性看得 过于我们所当看的。
Right, it's not in a proud or arrogant way.
那我们不是故意要自大或者是骄傲。
But still, it's in a self-centered way.
可是问题是，这是自我中心。
We're thinking too highly of ourselves when we allow all of our weaknesses and our circumstances to then dictate our emotional state.
我们如果让我们的软弱来控制我们的情绪，这表示我们把自己看得太重要了。
Especially when we are in the presence of God.
尤其是我们在神的面前。
So, what Moses went through is something that we might also go through when we serve God in the church.
摩西当时所体验、所感受的，可能是我们服事的时候也有感受的一件事。
When God calls us to some type of service, we focus all on our weaknesses.
神召我们来服事，我们有时候就只看我们自己的软弱。
And in a way, that's a type of, it's not humility, it's actually a type of self-pity.
从某种观点，这不是谦卑，这是自卑。
And too much of that actually will anger God.
那过于自卑会惹神的怒气。
So then, well, how do we get out of self-pity? How do we escape from this trap?
所以我们怎么跳出这个自卑的圈套呢？
This is where the second question comes into play.
那谈到这个，我们就来谈第二个问题。
Let's now turn back to Exodus chapter 3.
我们请回到出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 13.
出埃及记三章十三节。
Then Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to you? What should I say to him?"
十三节，摩西对神说：“我到一些人那里，对他们说：‘你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。’他们若问我说：‘他叫什么名字？’我要对他们说什么呢？”
Here Moses asks for the name of God.
这边摩西问神的名字是什么
right, ？And actually, when you ask somebody for their name,
如果我们问别人他的大名是什么
right, ，You're starting to get to know who that is.
那我们就
who that person is.
我们就是开始了解对方是谁。
You're basically asking the question, well, who are you?
长话短说就是问你是谁。
And so then God answers Moses.
神就这样回答摩西。
He says, "I am who I am."
我是自由拥有的。
Right, and you should say to the children of Israel, "I am has sent me to you."
你当对以色列人说啊， 我是差遣你到他们那里。
Keep in mind that here, when God says answers the question, "What is your name?" This isn't actually a name.
那其实摩西问神，你的名字是什么？神并没有回答他的本名。
Right, this is actually like.This name is a representation of the essence of God.
这个名字或者名称是神的本性的一个代表。
And actually, in the Old Testament, this is fairly common.
在旧约，这种事情是很通常的。
For example, in Isaiah, there's a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ.
比如说，以赛亚有一个关于弥赛亚的预言。
And it talks about how the Son, his name shall be Emmanuel.
他谈到有一个子会生下来，他名是以马内利。
Again.The Bible uses the term name, right? And then there's a name that's given.
那再次，圣经用这个叫做或者名字，然后有一个词接下来。
But we should think of that word not as a name like our names, but more as a representation of who God is.
可是我们应该把这个词不要把它想着一般的名字，要想着一个形容的句子。
So you can say that the Jehovah Witness.Overemphasize this verse, and then now are in some doctrinal difficulties.
比如说，我们也可以说耶和华见证人过于强调这个名字，所以他们现在的教义有点问题。
So they base that the name of God is from verses 14 and 15.
他们以为这个十三节、十四节就是神的本名。
And then how God says, "This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations."
那神说，这是我永远的名。
So.Because of this, they don't believe Jesus is God.
那因为这样，他们不相信耶稣就是神。
Because the name of God is I am whom I am, or later on became, there's some history, but later on became Jehovah.
因为神这边说我是，我就是，或者是我自拥有，那之后演变成耶和华这个名字。
So, keep in mind, in the Old Testament, sometimes when names are used, it's not actually a name.
我们记得在旧约用到名字，其实不一定是真的名字。
So Moses was asking this question, "What is your name?" to get to know who God is.
所以摩西问的问题，你是谁？他是要知道谁神是谁。
Who are you?
你是谁
？And so this is how we get out of self-pity.
那我们如果要逃脱自卑的圈套，我们就要问这个问题。
Right? Rather than focus so much on who am I, and especially I, we should focus on.Who are you? You, right? Referring to God.
我们就不要再专注在我，或者是我是谁，而转过来问你，你是谁
？Right? And so that God explained very wonderfully who He is, His essence, and what He will do for Moses.
神用很奇妙的方式来向摩西解释他是谁，他的本质。
Right? This is who I am. This is what you should do. Go and do this, and this is what's going to happen.
我就是这个，你就当这样做，后来会发生这样的事。
Right? And he then showed him many miracles and powers of what he could do when he goes there.
再过来，神向神摩西，向摩西显现一些他的特别的能力，能够显出各种的异象。
Moses should have been focusing on these great essences and these characteristics of God.
照道理来讲，摩西就应该注意这些神对自己的介绍，还有这些神迹。
I'm sure he was listening and he was hearing it.
那我相信他是有在听。
But it did not really hit his heart yet.
可是神的话没有真正打入他的心中。
Instead, what was in his heart?
那么他的心中是含有什么？
It was I. It was still himself.
还是自我，还是我？
So it's a process. It takes time.
那这个当然是一个过程。
But this process involves constantly asking, well, who are you? Right? And we ask God, who are you?
在这个漫长的过程当中，我们应该反复问神，你是谁？
So eventually, over time, Moses went to Egypt and started to see the great wonders of God.
所以最终摩西到了埃及，在那边体验见证到神的大能。
In the first encounters, he still was really focused on himself, though. Right?
他首先几次见法老，他还是以自我为中心。
Right, let's turn to chapter 5.
请看第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
第五章二十二节。
Exodus chapter 5, verse 22.
出埃及记五章二十二节。
So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me?
二十二节，摩西回到主那里说：“主啊，你为什么苦待这百姓？为什么打发我去呢？”
Verse 23.
二十三节。
For since I came to Pharaoh to speak your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all.
自从我去见法老，奉你的名说话，他就苦待这百姓，你一点也没有拯救他们。
What happened was Moses just had his first encounter with Pharaoh.
我们如果看上下文，在之前，摩西首次跟法老见面。
And so he went to Pharaoh and asked him to let God's people go.
他去见法老，要求法老容他的百姓离开埃及。
And so Pharaoh, in response, made the work of the Israelites even harder because they did not supply the straw to make bricks.
那法老不但不准，还继续压制加倍的使以色列人做苦工。
And yet they had to still fulfill their daily quota of bricks.
没有提供他们足够的这个草木来做他们的工，可是他们的要照样进行他们的工。
So of course this is kind of natural. It did not go to Moses' expectation.
那这个事情没有顺着摩西的心意，我们可以说是自然的。
And therefore he asked God, well,Why is it that you've sent me?
所以摩西就问说，你为什么叫我去？
From the beginning, since I came, nothing that you said has happened at all.
自从你差遣我到这边来，没有任何的转变。
Right, but again, you can see the focus is still on himself.
可是就像往前，摩西的专注还是在自己上。
God continued to encourage him.
神就继续的劝勉他。
Right. And then he went to see Pharaoh again.
摩西就在第二次去见法老。
But before he went, Moses continued to question God.
不过在他去见法老之前，他还是在询问神。
Let's read verse 12.
请看十二节。
Exodus chapter 6, verse 12.
请看出埃及记六章十二节。
Exodus chapter 6, verse 12.
六章十二节。
And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, "The children of Israel have not heeded me. How then shall Pharaoh heed me? For I am of uncircumcised lips."
十二节，摩西在主面前说：“以色列人尚且不听我的话，法老怎肯听我这左口笨舌的人呢？”
So here, Moses is still hesitant to go to see Pharaoh even after God's encouragement.
虽然神之前有鼓励摩西，摩西还是有点怀疑要不要去见法老。
And again, this is understandable because Moses.He only had negative outcomes so far.
或许我们可以理解，因为当时摩西所遇见的只是挫折。
And the natural thing to do is you just focus on your incapabilities, your how weak we are.
那如果我们有逾越不过的挫折，我们很自然就会注意自己的不足。
It's easy to give up. Like I knew I couldn't do it anyway.
我们就非常容易同想，对自己说，我早就知道我没办法干这个事。
So Moses basically said, "Well, I'm of uncircumcised lips," meaning.Oh, I don't know how to speak. I'm not eloquent anyway.
摩西就借口说我没有口才，我是左口笨舌的。
Right. So then, you can also read verse 30.
我们可以看三十节。
Exodus chapter 6, verse 30.
出埃及记, right?
Same question.
6章30节是同样的问题。
But Moses said before the Lord, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips. How shall Pharaoh heed me?
摩西说,看来我是作口笨舌的人,法老怎肯听我呢?
You can see through these questions, the focus was again on himself and his eloquence.
我们也再次提出, 其实摩西所着重的是自己。
His assumption was that it was through his talents, his eloquence, his ability to convince that that's how God's will be accomplished.
他有一个错误的观念，就是他以为是要靠自己和自己的口才、自己的才能来说服法老。
But again, this is a process, right? It takes time.
可是要有彻底的改变，需要漫长的过程。
So Moses still was, you could say, still asking himself, "Who am I?"
我们可以说，摩西还是不断的质问我是谁。
But God was patient.
可是神对他有耐心。
And then eventually, the 10 plagues started to be revealed.
那然后，实在一个一个的出现。
And as you read these 10 plagues, you see less of Moses questioning himself, and then just doing what God tells him to do.
我们如果有秩序的来读这个实在，我们可以看出摩西慢慢的把自己抛在一边，而是注意到神的指示是什么。
Yeah, very clear. The Lord said this, so that Moses said this.
如果神说要这样做，摩西就这么的说。
Or the Lord said to do this, so Moses did this.
如果神吩咐要这么做，摩西就照着做。 Right.
So why is it that Moses started to change here?
所以为什么摩西这边有所改变？
In my opinion, it's because he started to really see the work of God and started to understand who God really is.
小弟个人来看，是因为摩西慢慢看到神的作为，就慢慢了解神是谁。
Of course, he had already seen some miracles.
当然，他之前有看过神迹奇事。
But then, with miracle after miracle,
可是一个神迹反复一个神迹。
And then seeing how God works so many mighty things.
不断的看神极大的作为。
His focus started to become less on himself and then more on the Almighty God.
摩西的焦点就慢慢挪出自己，慢慢摆在神身上。
And of course, he still, whenever he had trouble, he would go and cry out to God.
那每当摩西有什么苦楚，他还是回到神这边。
We don't know like what's the content of these cries.
我们不知道摩西是怎样向神倾诉。
But you can see it's less of himself and then more about how can he help God's people.
不过我们可以注意到摩西说话的内容是不再是自己，而是怎么样帮助他的百姓。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 14.
请看出埃及记14章。
Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记14章。
Exodus chapter 14, verses 15 and 16.
出埃及记14章15节至6节。
And the Lord said to Moses, Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Verse 16.
16节,
But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea.
15节, 主对摩西说,你为什么向我哀求呢?你吩咐以色列人往前走。16节,你举手向海伸杖,把水分开,以色列人要在海中走干地。
Here, as the people left Egypt, they faced their first difficulty, which was the Red Sea.
以色列人要离开埃及，他们面临第一个困难就是红海。
Moses was very calm before the people. He said, Do not be afraid, stand still, and you shall see the salvation of God.
摩西在百姓面前非常的安稳说，你们当安静看神的拯救。
Just hold your peace.
你们不要作声。
But later, he does go and cry out to God. The Bible doesn't say what he said or how he cried to God. But the Lord said, Why do you cry to me? So that's why we know he cried to God.
那为什么我们说他向神倾诉? 因为圣经说,神说,你为什么向我哀求?
But probably you can see that the focus is not on him so much now. It's more on how can he help God's people.
不过现在有一点不同，就是摩西没有只是注意我，只是他现在到访的来注意神的百姓。
Let's also look at the next challenge.
我们再看摩西第二个挑战。Let's
read chapter 16.
请看16章。
Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记16章。
Verse
7. 第七节。
Exodus chapter 16, verse 7.
出埃及记16章第七节。
And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your complaints against the Lord. But what are we that you complain against us.
第七节，早晨你们要看主的荣耀，因为主听见你们向他所发的怨言。我们算什么？你们竟向我们发怨言呢？
So this was when the next challenge, where the Israelites were walking in the wilderness, they had no food to eat.
这是以色列人面临的第二个挑战，就是他们走旷野路没有饮食。
And this was the chapter where God starts to give them manna for them to collect.
那在这一章，神开始降 manna 让他们能够吃。
And when the people confronted Moses and Aaron with this problem, you could see that Moses and Aaron, they responded very well.
当百姓把他们没有食物的问题带到亚伦和摩西面前，摩西是很有道理的来应付他们。
Right. So, He told them that you shall see the glory of the Lord.
告诉他们说，你们将看见神的荣耀。
Because God has been hearing your complaints.
因为主已经听见你们的怨言。
And then he asks, he says, "Who are we that you complain against us?"
之后摩西再说一句，就是我们算什么？你们竟向我们发怨言
？Actually, this is another way to ask the question, "Who am I?"
这其实是。问我是谁的另外一个方式。
This is just plural, right? Because it's Moses and Aaron asking this.
那当然，这个第一人称是多数，因为是摩西和亚伦。
So here, when Moses asks, "Who am I?" or "Who are we?" it's completely different from chapter 3.
那这边摩西的问题，我是谁或我们是谁，跟第三章的我是谁完全不一样。
Right? Because the focus here isn't on himself anymore.
因为现在焦点不是自己。
He's trying to encourage the people too. Don't just look at me as your leader.You must look at God as your leader.
他也鼓励百姓说，不要看我个人，你们要向神看齐。
So the question here, who am I, becomes something that is actually truly humble.
所以这边的我是谁，是真的含有谦卑。
Because true humility is to know your proper position before God.
因为真正的谦卑，让我们知道我们在神面前是谁。
Right? Not to look at yourself too lowly with self-pity.
让我们看得看不要把自己看得过于自卑。
Right? Because God has called you, God wants to use you.
因为神既然召我们，就是要采用我们。
And then, of course, not too highly either.
那当然也不要把自己看得过大。
Because the glory belongs to God, not to ourselves.
因为人要归神，不要归自己。
So verse 7 is a very good indication that Moses was learning true humility already.
所以在第七节这边，我们可以说摩西学到真的谦卑。
In chapter 18,
在十八章这里
Exodus chapter 18, this was where Moses meets his father-in-law again.
在出埃及记十八章，摩西再次见到他的岳父。
And then his father-in-law saw that Moses was seeing so many cases during the day.
在十八章，我们知道他的岳父看出摩西一个案子接一个案子。
And it was from morning all the way till evening.
摩西就是这样从早忙到晚。
And so his father-in-law made a suggestion, say, "Well, why do you sit alone?" And then everybody comes before you.
那耶特罗他的岳父就问摩西说，你为什么独自一个人坐在那边处理这件事？
And so his father-in-law suggested you should have different judges of different groups of people.
耶特罗他就提议摩西说，你应该立一些官长，一些人来帮助你。
Right. Some judging over thousands, some over fifties, some over hundreds, etc.
有些做千夫长，有的百夫长，五十夫长等等。
You can see that Moses now, who was firmly established as Israel's leader, he did not look too highly on himself.
现在的摩西他已经明显的是以色列的领导者，他不是把自己看得过大。
People were going to him for wisdom.
有问题，人们就来找摩西取得他的智慧。
So even in his success,
所以甚至在他的成功当中
，he still, right? He did not focus on himself.
摩西不是只看自己。
He did not let his ego overcome him.
他不使他的自我来制服他。
He delegated this.Power to other people to judge.
倒反的，把他的权柄分给别人，让他们也去做百姓的审判官。
So later on, when the Israelites sin against God,
那之后，当以色列人得罪神的时候
，He also was willing to pray for the people, not caring about his own life.
摩西也愿意不辞自己的生命向神代求
，telling God that.Take me from your book of life.
求神说，将我的名字从生命册移去吧。
As the people.Journeyed on in the wilderness, there's one time that Joshua, his assistant, saw other people doing prophesying.
在旷野的路途当中，摩西的助手约书亚，他看见有其他人在说预言。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 11.
请看民数记十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章。
Numbers chapter 11, verse 26.
民数记十一章十六二十六节。
But two.Numbers chapter 11, verse 26.
民数记十一章二十六节。
But two men had remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them. Now there were among those listed, but who had not gone out to the tabernacle, yet they prophesied in the camp.
二十六节，但有两个人，仍在营里，一个叫伊利达，一个叫米达。他们本是在那些被掳的人当中，却没有到会幕那里去。灵停在他们身上，他们就在营里说预言。
Let's read verse 28.
请看二十八节。
Verse 28. So Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, "Moses, my lord, forbid them."
二十八节，摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚，就是摩西所拣选的一个人，说：“请我主摩西禁止他们。”
Then Moses said to him, "Are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them."
二十九节，摩西对他说：“你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？唯愿主的百姓都受感说话。”愿主把他的灵降在他们身上。
Here is the incredible humility of Moses.
这是摩西极其谦和的表现。
Because Joshua, they saw and they heard that other people had this special gift. They were prophesying.
约书亚他突然看到有一些人有特别的恩赐，能够说预言。
And Joshua is very loyal, very zealous for Moses, the leader that God had established in Israel.
约书亚是很忠于摩西，因为摩西是神所立的首领。
And so he told Moses, forbid them to do that.
所以他对摩西说，你应该禁止他们这样做。
But here you see Moses had true humility.
可是这边摩西他显出真的谦卑。
He really wanted what was best for God's people.
他为他他神的百姓着想。
He didn't want to just to be the main center of attention and then have all the power and gifts.
他不是要求别人要注意他，要当别人注意的焦点。
Here, Joshua was one of his fans.
这边我们可以说，约书亚是他的粉丝。
Right, he was trying to encouraging him. He tried to.Keep him like to be number one.
想要提倡只有摩西是第一。
But then Moses knew if everyone could be God's prophets, isn't that wonderful?
可是摩西他清楚知道，如果每个人都能做神的先知
，If God's spirit was upon everybody, isn't that wonderful?
这有多好？如果神的灵能降在每一个人，这是多好
？So again, in Moses' success now, he did not lift himself up.
所以摩西在他成功当中没有高举自己。
He did not focus on himself.
他没有只看自己。
Here, he's asking himself, "Who am I?"
他这边在自问我是谁。
Because he knows his proper position in front of God.
因为他现在知道他在神面前正确的位置。
He's just a servant of God.
他只是神的用人。
Right? If God wants to use everybody, then so be it. May God's will be done.
如果神要用每一个人，那就愿神的旨意成全吧。
So Moses here really illustrates.The difference between his self-pity in the beginning and then his humility towards the end of his life.
所以到了这个地步，摩西非常清楚地彰显他之前的自卑跟现在的谦卑有什么不一样。
Right. And like I said before, it's a proper position, proper balance, right? To look ourselves soberly before God.
那就像我们之前说到的，我们如果真正了解谦卑是什么，就表示我们了解我们在神面前有什么的地位。
Right. If you focus too much on your weaknesses,That's self-pity.
我们如果过于看重我们的软弱，这就是自卑。
Because you're not focusing on God who empowers you.
因为我们没有看到加给我们力量的神。
If you are proud,
如果我们自大
，again, you're focusing on yourself.
我们还是只看自己。
Because you're taking God's glory upon yourself.
因为我们抢夺神的荣耀归于自己。
But humility is right in the middle, you can say.
不过谦卑就是在中间。
It's soberly. Knowing who you are in the presence of God.
就是所谓合乎中道，我们知道在神面前我们到底是谁。
And so this is exactly the way that we should serve the Lord too.
我们今天服侍神就应该拥有这种的态度。
Let's not be like Moses in the beginning.
希望我们不像摩西往前的自卑。
Focusing so much on our weaknesses.
只看我们自己的不足。
Because actually, it could anger the Lord.
因为我们如果这样做，其实可以惹神的怒气。
It's looking too highly on ourselves.
我们这样自卑，也可以说是过于看重自己。
How do we get out of that situation?
那怎么跳出这种圈套？
Well, now we have to focus on God.
我们就必须把焦点集中在神身上。
Ask God, who are you?
转过来向神问你是谁。
Right, and then eventually, by seeing who God is, by seeing who God really is.
然后逐渐的，我们就可以看出神真的是谁。
You know.Who we are in front of Him too.
我们就会了解在神面前我们自己到底是谁。
And then once again, you will ask yourself.
那我们就可以再次问自己
，Who am I?
我是谁
？Right. And actually, it'll be in the correct attitude.
那我们第二次问我是谁，相信就有正确的态度了。Right.
Because it's full of humility.
因为当时我们就会有真的谦卑的心。
Let's sing Him now, number 59.
请唱赞美诗59首。